Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
From the Israeli border, and then the Lebanese army and UNIFIL, the UN peacekeeping force, are supposed to enforce this ceasefire.
Travel experts say when it comes to flying, your best chance of getting there is flying early. It seems to be working for this Chicago O'Hare flyer.
I feel like it hasn't gotten really busy yet, so I'm happy we got an early flight.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that may change as the day goes on.
Airports from San Francisco to Las Vegas, Salt Lake, Denver, and then here in the Northeast, D.C. to Boston. Could all see delays today as these various storm systems are moving around. The FAA says today we'll see the highest number of scheduled flights, topping 50,000.
TSA says nearly 3 million people are expected to pass through checkpoints today. Canada and Mexico have a lot to lose if Donald Trump follows through with 25% tariffs on imported goods from there. So do Americans, who could experience shortages and price hikes. And CBS's Kelly O'Grady says Trump's threat has already drawn one response.
President of Mexico has already indicated that she will send a letter to President Trump saying we do need to collaborate and negotiate. There's a lot of concern from businesses of what is this going to do to my bottom line.
The president-elect is also getting a head start on another campaign promise to crack down on illegal immigration. Here's reporter Chris Fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Major General Thomas Seltzer among the state leaders meeting with incoming border czar Tom Holman. They're heading to Eagle Pass, Texas, where last week Abbott ordered additional border buoys in the Rio Grande. He even took to social media with video of them being installed. President Biden sued to remove the buoys, but they remain in place as the court case moves on. Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
CBS's Jim Krasula has a look at why many Americans are retiring sooner.
The median retirement age in the U.S. is 62, with nearly 60% of retirees telling the research firm Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies they retired sooner than expected. Half of those people cited health issues. Many others mentioned losing a job. Many retirees admitted they're worried about their futures financially.
It's a mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow down 151 points and the NASDAQ up 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. No kids were on a Racine County school bus when it flipped this morning in the town of Norway. At just after 6, sheriff's deputies and rescue teams were called to 36 in Wind Lake Road for the report of a bus that was upside down in a pond. A statement says the bus driver failed to yield to a Pontiac, with the impact causing the bus to turn over in a few feet of water. No injuries were reported, with the bus driver the only person in the vehicle. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. The lawsuit showed staff negligence at Parkside Manor, which failed to monitor Helen Edney, leading to her death. Racine Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has commented on alleged ethics violation by Michael Gableman, the person he hired to review the 2020 presidential election. Voss criticized Gableman's conduct during the investigation and expressed hope that Gableman loses his law license. The teenager accused in the Kenosha school shooting scare has been deemed mentally fit for trial. The court will now examine his mental state during the November 7th event, where he allegedly attempted to enter Roosevelt Elementary with airsoft guns. Are you going somewhere? Roads and airports are expected to be crowded as a record number of people in Wisconsin travel for Thanksgiving. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside a west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
And we are so thankful for Racine Disc Center. They are bringing us the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. It's sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue in Racine. And again, thank you, Racine Disc Center. You guys have really been a blessing. Now it's time for the rest of the story with my old buddy. I'm just kidding there. Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. They were old adversaries. They'd not seen each other in years when they met by chance in an elevator. And Roger looked at Professor Stowe, and the professor looked at Roger, and their eyes widened. And for a breathless moment, the encounter seemed more nightmare than real. Now, the events which inspired these pulse-pounding emotions comprise the rest of the story. Roger Weertz, W-E-E-R-T-Z, was a gifted musician since childhood. His father was a Lutheran minister, and so it was hoped by his family, particularly by his mother, that Roger would become a minister of music in a Lutheran church. But following high school, the young man enrolled at Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa. He would seek a Bachelor of Music degree with intentions to become a minister of music. The first autumn, Roger was in a conservatory practice room, and he decided to relax for a few minutes by improvising. Now, Roger had always played well by ear, and so to amuse himself momentarily, he began to play the popular song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Uh-oh. Roger's freshman year piano instructor was a stern German professor named Paul Stowe, S-T-O-Y-E, and when Professor Stowe heard Roger playing that what he thought decadent popular music, he burst into the practice room. He said, I will never teach you again. And he promptly left. Well, the trouble had only begun. Professor Stowe subsequently approached the other piano teachers on the faculty, forbade any of them to instruct Roger. Professor Stowe's influence at the university was such that they obeyed, and thus blackballed in the school's music department, utterly despondent, Roger left college and enlisted in the Navy. And all because in the privacy of a practice room, he had played one popular tune, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. All the while he was serving his country, Roger Weertz was plotting revenge. One day, he promised himself, he would return to Drake University, he would get his degree in music, and he would prove to everyone that he was a better man than the arrogant, goateed Professor Stowe, and that is precisely what Roger did. Although Professor Stowe was no longer teaching at Drake when Roger returned, he settled the score anyway, receiving not just a bachelor's degree, but a master's degree in music. Years passed, one day in an elevator in the old Brown Hotel in Des Moines. For the first time since Roger's bitter departure from Drake, he encountered the nemesis of his youth, the now aged Professor Paul Stowe. And after those first uncomfortable seconds, the professor reached out, clasped Roger's hands. Almost in tears, the old gentleman confessed his remorse over his behavior years past, and he told Roger how very proud he was of his former pupil's success. Roger never did become a minister of music, you see, not church-wise. And yet among Roger's many musical triumphs, the most treasured of all was that he and Professor Stowe became and remained close friends from then on. For the stern old professor's rejection had actually stimulated Roger's ambition, had made him eager to demonstrate the legitimacy of popular music, which he, Roger, was to accomplish so superlatively in one-of-a-kind piano arrangements of songs like Ebb Tide and Autumn Leaves. For 3 decades now, you have been enchanted by the musical magic of Roger Wirtz. Only you know him as the incomparable Roger Williams. Oh. And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy? This is what I love about Paul Harvey. It's kind of like you're sitting there, who is it? And he tells you, it's great. Buffalo Springfield and WRJN.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A 1,000 people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From where she got a name. is as sweet as the punch.
There you go, association, and along came Mary. On Fridays, along comes Uncle Dick Trucks to give you Dick's Picks. So this is a real special occasion to have Dick on the show here. Brother Dick. Uncle Dick, hey. Sorry. Is he my brother? Is he my uncle? He's definitely my neighbor. That's so great. There you go. All righty. I can't wait for this one. Ever since you told me who you were doing, I've been super excited.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
First of all, Cindy, I want to thank you for suggesting we even try this segment. And, of course, I want to thank WRJN for the opportunity to bring it to light. It's been a blast. A quick shout-out, today is my birthday.
Oh, my God.
But that's not the cool part. What's cool is I've been able to share it with my good friend, Kurt Schmaling, who I met in 1972. Love you, brother. See you later. Back in 1969... a new band was on their way to their first recording session, but they didn't have a name yet. Well, on the Los Angeles Freeway event, evidently a nightmare even back then, they just couldn't decide on a name for the band. In the middle of the traffic jam, a Wonder Truck shot out in front of them. Well, you guessed it. Bread was born. You can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Bread was David Gates, James Griffin, Larry Notchko, and Mike Botts. As we know, Bread took soft rock to the next level. From 1970 to 1977, Bread released 6 albums. From them came 13 songs that charted on the Billboard Top 100. Make It With You, the first single off their second album, was surprisingly their only number one single. We all know Bread's great music, but I chose them for another reason, for what we don't know about Bread. Like, David Gates and Leon Russell were best buddies and traveled all over the country for years doing gigs. Or how about Larry Notchko playing with the Beach Boys on the landmark album Pet Sounds and playing on the Grammy-winning Bridge Over Troubled Water alongside Simon and Garfunkel. That's good stuff. Or what about James Griffin winning the Oscar for Best Film Song in 1970, the song For All We Know by the Carpenters. Or, finally, how about all the members of Bread playing or singing with the Monkees, the Fifth Dimension, Johnny Rivers, Paul Revere and the Raiders, the Association, and countless others? That's good stuff. This just proves that sometimes what we don't know about a band is more interesting than what we do know. So, if you love a band or a song, Google it. You never know what you'll learn. On a personal note, back in the mid-70s, we'd all pile in my brother's 1953 Chrysler New Yorker and head to the 41 Twin Outdoor Drive-In Theater. Our chances with the girls always went up when the Best of Bread was playing on the cassette deck. Now that's good stuff. Okay, Cindy, let's hear one of my favorite Bread songs, Diary. I love this song as Dick's birthday pick for November 26, 2024.
Love you, brother.
Love you.
I found it
dairy underneath the tree and started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. They said that she had found the love she'd waited for. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. Then she confronted with the writing there. Simply pretended not to care. I passed it off as just in keeping with her total disconcerting air. And though she tried to hide the love that she denied, wouldn't you know?
Welcome to your earworm for the rest of the day. That song is going to be right in my brain there. Bread with Diary on WRJN. Dick's Picks, Uncle Dick Picks. He'll be back on December 20th for my buddy's birthday show. So I'm going to be filling in and working that day. And I can't wait to be back with you guys. So we got some great tunes still on the way. Oh, what do you mean? You still got some great tunes? Yeah, I put some away for you. So... that is the dumbest thing I've ever... No, I've said dumber things than that, I guess.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warm... Hi, at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
bring something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh-baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Only the lonely.
On a cheek that trickled from her eye, but we were
apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
On the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a cattle low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah! But my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Country boy, yeah!
I wasn't having my last show without John Denver. Thank God I'm a country boy. It's one of those tunes that always puts a big old smile on my face. That and Don Rosen. Don Rosen always puts a smile on my face. Sometimes I just look at him like, what the heck are you talking about, Willis? But I absolutely adore him. And he is going to be live on Thanksgiving doing his show. And you know what's going to help him? Fourth District Alderman David Mack. He's going to spend Thanksgiving morning a couple of guys from the East Coast, New Jersey. I'm sure I said that horrible. In fact, I was told stay away from a New Jersey accent if I couldn't pull it off. And darn it, if I proved that I couldn't. But that's beside the point. Anyway, they're going to be back together. David Mack, Don Rosen in the studio this Thanksgiving morning while you're making the turkey here at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
No kids were on a Racine County school bus when it flipped this morning in the town of Norway. At just after 6, sheriff's deputies and rescue teams were called to 36 and Wind Lake Road for the report of a bus that was upside down in a pond. A statement says the bus driver failed to yield to a Pontiac, with the impact causing the bus to turn over in a few feet of water. No injuries were reported, with the bus driver the only person in the vehicle. A jury has awarded $4 million to the family of a Kenosha woman who died from the cold outside of an assisted living facility. Helen Edney passed away outside the Parkside Manor in Kenosha in 2022. The lawsuit showed that staff at the facility neglected to monitor Edney, who was known to wander due to dementia. It was also discovered that staff failed to respond adequately to alarms. The jury found that negligence by the facility staff led to the death. Roads and airports are getting crowded. Jimmy Koska has more about Turkey Day travel.
It will be a busy week for holiday travelers. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million people in Wisconsin could be on the move, continuing an upwards trend since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The vast majority of those traveling will be driving, with over 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. AAA says to give yourself extra time to travel and obey traffic laws to arrive at your destination safely.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside west breeze and some chilly temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above freezing into the mid-30s. A few flurries could be flying early tomorrow morning and may transition to light rain by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Taking the line,
taking the line.
My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got towers. We dig snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
La 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 la
for local news and timeless. It's WRJ. And plan requests for those of you who've called in, and I sure thank you so much. You know, 262-634-WRJ and get a song for you before I leave. So one of the songs was ELO, and that was for Todd and Sarah of Kenosha. Thank you guys so much for listening to my radio show. I really, show is kind of questionable, question mark, but anyway, thank you so much. We're going to get some tunes for you. I think you're really, really going to love. One of them is from a guy who's coming next year to, I believe they're coming to Wisconsin State Fair, Happy Together Tour with the Turtles, and they always bring a whole bunch of guests, and the Vogues are coming, the Cowsills, and Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and of course that one solo hit he did called Arizona, and that's coming up next on WRJN.
With thanks. Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Black Friday is here early. Kickstart your New Year's resolutions today. Blue River CrossFit's on-ramp program is designed to transform your health through fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their expert coaches will lead you through fun, challenging workouts that make a difference. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shades. Arizona, have another look at the world not mine. Arizona, take off your Indian braids. Arizona, hey, won't you go my way? Strip off your pride, you're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint.
Arizona, take off your humble shoes. Arizona, hey, won't you go mine?
Francisco, I will be graduate. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. And you can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Yeah. outside, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.